Now, let me explain the difference between the conscious and the subconscious minds. We know that there is a tremendous difference in function between the conscious and the subconscious. The conscious mind, for instance, is the discriminating, rational, objective, thinking, analytical faculty of the human mind. The conscious mind is the only part of the human brain that thinks, that makes decisions, and that chooses actions. The role of the conscious mind is to take in information from the environment and to compare that information with previous experiences to determine whether or not it's relevant. It's to analyze that information to decide whether or not some action should be taken, and it is to make a decision. The conscious mind is either accepting or rejecting incoming information. Yet every single piece of information that the conscious mind accepts is accepted as a fact by the subconscious. The conscious mind can only hold one thought at a time, either positive or negative, either yes or no. But whenever the conscious mind says yes to a piece of incoming information, the subconscious accepts it instantly and reacts on it instantaneously. If I could give you an example, you're walking out between two cars onto a busy street, and you hear the roar of an automobile engine and a horn. You immediately turn to the right or the left and look, and you identify that it is an oncoming automobile. The second thing that the conscious mind does is it compares that oncoming automobile with all other moving automobiles to determine whether or not the automobile is relevant. If the automobile is a block away, then it is not relevant to one's actions and one continues at the same pace. If the automobile is 30 feet away, traveling at 50 miles an hour and is out of control, then it dictates a very careful analysis of one's situation standing there in front of it. The third step is that the conscious mind analyzes the various alternatives. Should I move forward? Yes or no? If the answer is no, then should I move backward? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, the instant that the conscious mind decides that I should move backward, it says, in effect, get me out of here. The entire subconscious operates the autonomic nervous system and all the muscles and nerves, and instantly we jump back out of the way of the car. We don't have to think carefully, now, should I move my right foot back or should I move my left foot back? Or maybe I should move my right foot and then my left foot. We don't have to think about that at all. The instant that we say yes to moving out of the way of the car, the entire body reacts instantaneously. It's the same with certain thoughts. If we accept a fear thought, very often when we see something or hear something fearful, whether or not it is real, the instant that we accept that we are in danger or that we are exposed to a fearful event, once the conscious mind accepts it, the subconscious mind accepts it totally, and our whole body reacts instantaneously. That is why we can go from being in a state of complete relaxation to a state of total terror with a passing of 1 or 2 seconds. The key is the thoughts that we accept with the conscious mind.